It has been 3 days since the Islamic Courts militia pushed a self-styled anti-terror coalition of factional leaders out of the city and declared victory. But the African program director of the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, Suleiman Baldo, tells VOA that it would be premature to assume that the Union of Islamic Courts is now fully in control.
Now, it's the test of governing Mogadishu, the test of surviving clan politics. This is the reality of the place, and they have to show an ability to navigate all the complexities. And I think the issue of administration of Mogadishu and the clan politics overlap, because to have a stable administration that is acceptable by all, they need to associate all the major clans and influential players in Mogadishu, and not to try and impose an administration of their own exclusively.
The clan-based Union of Islamic Courts was established more than a decade ago to try to restore law and order in a country torn apart by warlords and factionalism. But experts on Somalia say the Islamic group's effort to promote a conservative religious agenda at the expense of clan allegiance have bred resentment among some clan elders. Now there are signs that the Union of Islamic Courts is on a collision course with at least one of the country's powerful subclans. On Tuesday, the influential Abgal subclan in northern Mogadishu held a large demonstration, vowing never to accept the authority of the Islamic courts. Abgal leaders have appealed for clan unity in fighting the Islamic courts and to defend the town of Johar, 90 kilometers north of the capital, where the defeated Mogadishu-based factional leaders are now said to be regrouping to launch a counterattack. Johar is a stronghold of Mohamed Dira, one of the leaders of the 11-member Anti-Terrorism Alliance and an Abgal subclan member. Meanwhile, a top Islamic courts official, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, has announced that he is stepping down as chairman. The cleric is an Abgal, prompting some in Mogadishu to speculate that pressure from clan elders may have played a role in Ahmed's decision to resign. Ahmed was seen as a relative moderate in the court's leadership, which includes Sheikh Hassan Dahir Awes, a hardline radical cleric accused of having ties to al-Qaeda. Suleiman Baldo at the International Crisis Group says he believes if Awes is chosen to replace Ahmed as expected, there is little chance that peace talks will ever be held with factional leaders or with Somalia's transitional government in Baidoa. The president of the transitional government, Abdullahi Yusuf, once spearheaded a successful campaign in the northern region of Puntland against Al-Ittihad al-Islamiyya, a radical Somali Islamist group headed by Awes. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.